I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Pete Stevens Brown. He's the musical director, and Marlena Martinez, the president of the Upper Uper Barbershop Chorus. We found out more about their upcoming Spring Fling Sing 17, which is happening in Ishpeming tomorrow, and more about the group. Here's Pete Stevens Brown and Marlena Martinez.
The Upper Upers is a barbershop chorus. It's a mixed chorus, male, female, all ages who like to sing. We generally sing in the barbershop style, but we have a plus on our name, and that means we sing other genres as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pete, you've got an event coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in Ishpeming. What's going on?
Well, it's kind of a big event. It's our one big show a year. We're actually having three groups imported besides our chorus and the Ishpeming High School Chorus that we're sponsoring.
Okay. So who's coming?
We are bringing in MEME, which is a group of Michigan music educators, both professors and classroom teachers.
Oh, okay.
And we're also bringing in St. Croix Crossing, who has been a senior medalist five times, and Frontier, which has been the youth quartet fifth place in the world.
Wow. Now, this is some really good vocal talent that you're bringing in, and you guys are, you know, jumping in there, and you're getting quite good at this, too, because, Pete, you and I have talked about this now for a couple of years with this group, and it's growing, and I have to ask you, you know, in the standpoint of how has that been going with the interest in the people knowing more about this, this group and what you do? How's that coming?
We're getting a lot more presence. Marlena has done an excellent job with our new website, upperupers.org, and we're getting a lot more awareness. Our core group has gotten stronger and stronger. We'd like to double in size this next year. We'd like to double in size next year as well.
Well, Marlena, let's talk about that. I mean, you got involved with this. What was it that was interesting for you to do it, and how's that been with getting involved?
Well, I've always loved singing. I did it in elementary school, and most people do, and they continue doing it. But then when we get to be adults, we stop. And, you know, life happens, you get jobs, you do all kinds of other things. But I had this opportunity, and I'm like, well, you know, I always loved it. You know, Music Man, you heard the Buffalo Bills sing. They were, you know, they were an inspiration. And when I had this opportunity, I'm like, well, I'm going to jump on it. This is something for me. It's also something for the family. So, you know, I could bring my husband and my son and my daughter in, and we could all sing together.
That seems like it's actually kind of a good manifestation, Pete. When we talked about this, when you were getting this thing going, you guys came in and did a couple of songs here with the group that you had at the time, and it's progressing, isn't it?
It is. We already have one married couple in our chorus. And barbershop groups traditionally haven't ever done that.
You couldn't. I wanted to ask
you about that. It was against the rules.
Yeah, it was sort of just kind of a radical group here by bringing male and female voices together. But
who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, exactly. But tell me a little bit about that in terms of the traditions of this musical style. There has been a separation, but you know, you're kind of putting that aside.
Well, by constitution and bylaws, yes. It's for 78 years, the Barbershop Harmony Society has been a boys' club. And for nearly as many years, the Sweet Adelines organization has been a girls' club.
Right.
And there's another one called Harmony Incorporated, which is also just ladies. And I don't want to demean boys or girls, but it's a matter of gender, and never the twain shall meet. It just didn't make any sense.
If people could only see Marlena's face here, we're on the radio here, so you don't see it, but she's got that like, oh yeah, well guess what, I'm in the house, right? You know, so
yeah.
But it's for the joy of singing. You guys are doing this, right?
Yes. Exactly, and it's okay, a selfish pleasure to perform.
Well, absolutely. Sure.
Because when you hear these normal people voices making the rafters rattle and ring with small numbers or large numbers, it's an internal pleasurable situation. It's good for your own soul. And, oh, by the way, there's an audience that they're enjoying it, too.
In the studio with us this morning, Pete Stevens Brown. He is the music director, and Marlena Martinez, the president of the Upper Uper Barbershop Chorus. Big show this weekend. Marlena, what's happening? How can folks get involved?
All right. Our show, the Spring Fling Sing 17, is at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Our doors will open at 2 o'clock. You can come for tickets as early as 1:30 p.m. We will have tickets available at the door, or you can buy them online at upperupers.org, or you can Facebook us. Our phrase is Upper Upers, and we're just going to have a good time. All the profits will be going to the Ishpeming High School singing programs, and we're just hoping for a good turnout.
And the show is happening where?
It is at the Peterson Auditorium in Ishpeming.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there is parking on the Division Street side, as well as where the Bell Hospital used to be.
Sure.
So there's lots of parking in the area if you can't get too close, because it is a residential area as well.
So it is a $15 ticket price, but as you said, all the proceeds that come in that you have will be given to the music programs at Ishpeming Schools.
Yes, all the profits will be going to the Ishpeming High School singing program there.
That's good.
And it is $15 for the show itself. We do have an afterglow, which starts around 6 p.m. after our show.
And where's that at?
And that is going to be at the River Rocks Lanes. And that is $5 with the purchase of the show ticket. And that is limited. It's a smaller venue there.
That's the comments of Marlena Martinez, the president, and Pete Stevens Brown, musical director of the Upper Uper Barbershop Chorus. The second annual Spring Fling Sing is happening tomorrow, 3 o'clock, at Peterson Auditorium at Ishpeming High School. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.